Blockbuster nostalgia shorts.
Notes to remember.
Hey, blockheads, EG sites.
Francisco Landini here.
It's Blockbuster Nostalgia. We're coming back to you with a new segment, new shorts, 5 minutes, maybe more, maybe less. We'll find out.
We'll see.
It's a new segment. Cut us a fucking break. God damn it.
We're trying this out, right?
Why are you like whipping us? Like we're whipping boys.
You're being such a dick to us, Jesus. Man. We're giving you free entertainment. Yeah. You're not paying for this podcast. You should
Unless
be paying
you are,
for this podcast.
Hit our poor Patreon.
So every time that we watch a movie, I tend to take some notes. We both used to take a lot of notes. And then we were like, we don't need notes. We can rely on our memory and bullshit garbage that we come up with. But I was going through my notebook and I found all these notes that I'm like, oh, you know what would be funny is if I read to you some of my most random fucking notes in there and see how long it takes you to guess what movie I'm talking about.
He's a bad note taker, people.
I'm a bad note taker, yeah.
Let's find out the fun. So he's going to read a note. We're going to find out if you at home and me here in studio can guess what movie he's talking about.
Yeah, you don't know which one it is. First note that I have in here, and hopefully it's not something that sparks a fucking thing in your head and you just know what it is.
You never know.
Yeah. First note I have in here is Wandering Jew. Do you know what it is already?
No. Although it sounds, I do remember us talking about it, and it's not what you're thinking, audience. It's a plant, right? There's a plant named a Wandering Jew.
Right, there's a plant
That's
named Wandering
like
Jew.
That's not like an anti-Semitic thing. Mm-hmm. I think, unless the plant is anti-Semitic, which...
Oh, like a Nazi plant.
Like a Nazi plant, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I always thought palm trees had a little bit of a, you know, a little bit of an attitude to them towards certain people.
And, yeah.
I don't want to say that all palm trees are like that.
Weird, curved, and tall.
Yeah.
Yeah, I maybe think they're better than everybody else.
Yeah, you know, so there's some, you know, plants.
Make dates. I don't know. The Wandering Jew, that's a funny name for a plant.
That's a pretty funny name for the plant. And we haven't covered Ten Commandments, so I know it's not that.
Right.
And we haven't covered Prince of Egypt either. So
no, we have not.
Yeah.
Neither of those movies are in the right decade or money.
Money time frame, yeah.
Yep. All right. So I'll give you another clue. $7
Coca-Cola. $7
Coca-Cola. Yep, that's a note that I took down thinking, what? I have to mention this on the podcast.
Wow. I mean,
I have to talk about this at some point.
I remember us talking about the $5 milkshake.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, 94. That was,
yeah, 1994.
Crazy expensive.
It was like an expensive milkshake. Now it's...
No, yeah, now it's
kind of cheap. Yeah. Kind of cheap, actually. If I went to a restaurant, they offered me a $5 milkshake, I'd be like, hell yeah, score.
Yeah, or I'd be like, ew, gross, what's in it?
That's not a real milkshake, right?
It's not a real milkshake.
What is that? Just like milk you poured on ice? What is that?
Yeah, that weird powder shit that they used to do at McDonald's? Yeah. No, $7
Coca-Cola. $7
Coca-Cola. Again, this means
that it can't be Back to the Future because that was a Pepsi-Cola product.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Ah, $7 Coca-Cola.
And
we haven't covered any movies that take place inside a movie theater where they will charge you $7 for a Coca-Cola.
Well, they especially, like, we were talking about 80s and 90s.
Yeah.
Where a $7 Coca-Cola back then is like a $14 Coca-Cola now.
At least, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. That's true.
You could buy a Coca-Cola back then for a nickel.
A nickel. Yeah. If I remember correctly, you can get a moon pie and a Coca-Cola for a nickel.
Yeah. Yeah. That was 1983 for you. I don't know what to tell you, kids.
Yeah. It was the Reagan years, man.
Yeah. Things were good.
One nickel would buy you, exactly.
Yeah.
Two penny whistles, a Coca-Cola.
And you get a taffy to wet your whistle as you walked home.
And a bump of cocaine.
Yeah.
It was, again, the Reagan.
I mean, the bump of the cocaine you did have to suck a dude's dick for, but, you know, it was cocaine.
Eventually, not at first. At first, some guy's just like, yeah, try some. And you're like, man, this is fun.
Yeah.
And then, can I have some more? It's like, yeah, but, you know, get to sucking some dick.
Yeah.
That's how they always get you, man.
Yeah. That's how you end up with a dick in your mouth.
Yep.
Every time.
To be a pervert and a drug dealer at the same time. In the 80s. What a world. What a year to be alive. What a time.
Oh, well, we've always talked about Time Machine and going back. Would you just buy a bunch of cocaine, go back to 1983 and live like a tyrant king?
I mean, cocaine is probably a lot more expensive now.
Well, so go back to like 1960, buy a bunch of cocaine, then go to 1983... and just be the fucking king of L.A.
Yeah, or go like late 70s before people were talking about Escobar. and you could just go to Colombia.
That's true.
And then just be like, yeah, let me buy a bunch of cocaine. And then, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. But the main thing is you get there with enough cocaine.
Oh, yeah.
That you're a king.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then you're just banging people and yeah. A bunch of coke.
Yeah.
Be great. And eventually you die in a, you know, on a floor, on a bathtub in a hotel room.
I mean, you definitely die before you leave the 80s. Like, yeah. You don't make it to 1990.
No.
Yeah.
Also, because you're not like a stockbroker and doing cocaine. You're just a guy there to party and yeah, do exactly. cocaine.
You're not, you don't have to take the time off to be with your wife and your like beautiful child.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And just wreck your kid's life and stuff like that. No, you don't have to do any of that.
You're focusing completely on just the wrecking your own life.
Yeah, and you're just like, I'm from the future, bitches. you're just there to fucking party. So you're going to die.
Yeah.
You're not making it. You're not making it very far. Mm. You're not like Scorsese that's using the cocaine to fucking fuel his brilliant talent to make Taxi Driver.
No.
Yeah, no. You're not doing anything creative.
No.
Yeah, no. You're doing as much
cocaine. Unless you call that thing that you did with that lady's ass creative, which I do.
I do, yeah. I mean, it takes some creativity to figure out.
I mean, you at home figure it out.
Yeah. Think about it.
Think about what I'm talking about. Yeah. You're wrong. Just keep thinking.
Yeah, exactly. If you think you know what I'm talking about.
If you think
you
know, you're not being creative enough. Get deeper.
When it comes to
cocaine. Both literally and metaphorically.
Cocaine and
asses.
Ladies' asses.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
All right. Third note.
Third note. Let's see if you figure this one out. This one could give it away.
Okay.
The biggest opening movie of 1987.
1987.
Yeah.
1987. I feel like 87 was not a huge year.
Probably.
Because it's
there was no Indiana Jones.
Yeah. There's no Indiana Jones. There's no Back to the Future. There's no Star Wars.
Yeah.
There's no Rocky.
It's pre-Batman.
There's no Rambos that year. Is it? It's not Die Hard. Is it Lethal Weapon 2?
No.
Damn.
All right.
Biggest movie of 1987. Crocodile Dundee.
Oh, no, I wish. I mean, $7 Coke and Crocodile Dundee makes sense.
Because he was in New York. Because he was in New York and being like, hey, mate, what's all this now?
Yeah, exactly.
I'm from Australia.
Nice. It's been like $7 for Faustus. A Coke. And he's like, whoa, what? I pay 2 shillings, I do.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not Australian in any way, but...
but it's close enough for our purposes.
Yeah. might as well have said Persian francs.
Ghostbusters 2?
No. Although, I feel like you're close.
Okay, keep going. Fourth note,
this is probably going to give it away. 585 Club. Again, I wrote this down thinking, I'm going to talk about this during the podcast.
Definitely didn't talk about it in the podcast. 585 Club, 1987, biggest opening.
Right.
585 Club. Don't forget about the Wandering Coke Jew. And the Wandering Jew.
Our folks at home, if anybody can get this at home, you got to let us know.
Wow.
Let us know if you got it.
I'm surprised because the first time we did this, I got it almost immediately.
Almost right away. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
This one is really giving me fits.
To be fair, when I was looking through my notes, I had to look up
what this was.
Yeah, what this was, because I was like, these notes. I mean, I had an idea right away.
Yeah.
I just had to like verify.
Okay.
But I was like, these notes are all over the place. Also, it's a tiny amount of notes. That I took.
Yeah.
Usually I take like a page or two. This is like half a page.
Okay. And you obviously focused on the most important things in the movie.
Yep. The plant, the coke, the 585 Club, and the biggest opening of 1987.
This one's really...
it's a stumper.
It's a stumper. All right. All right. Let's give the clue that'll give it away then.
Now I'm going to give you one more clue. Maybe it'll give it away. If not, I'll give you the one that for sure will give it away. John Ashton.
This is Beverly Hills Cop 2, isn't
it? Yep, Beverly Hills Cop 2.
God damn it. Okay.
Yep.
Of course.
And when I started, I was like, is it part one or is
now
it part
it
two?
All
I
makes
yep.
sense.
All of it makes sense. The 585 Club is that place where you have to sneak in and with those pills or what was it?
Was it the pool cleaner one where there's poop in the pool?
Oh, no, that's the Playboy Mansion is the poop
in
the pool.
Oh, you're right. Yeah.
The 585 is where he cons his way into that club by telling him that they have
the drugs for
the drugs.
One guy.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
That's the 585. I don't know where the Wandering Jew thing is. I don't remember that at all.
I remember us talking about it, though.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. The $7 for a cook somewhere in there.
Yeah, Beverly. It makes sense because it's another fish out of water. $7 for a Coke.
Yeah, exactly.
I get it. All right. He was just a streetwise detective from Detroit City. You know? He doesn't know about all this
Possibly gay. Fanciness. We don't know.
Possibly gay.
Yeah, it's been a lot of talk about that. Sure.
Definitely a fast talker and a bit of a con artist.
Yeah, he conned his way into all kinds of shit.
Yeah, he lives in a fucking mansion.
Yeah, yeah. He got into the Playboy Mansion, remember?
Yeah, he does.
The worst security ever gets worst into security. The Playboy Mansion. You can't just show up. Come on, guy. We talked about
was
this.
Was it really that easy? Because, again, if I got a time machine.
Yeah, again, a time machine and Coke.
And it's that easy to get into the Playboy Mansion. He didn't even have Coke.
No, I know, but I'm saying if we do the time travel thing where you have Coke, immediately into the Playboy Mansion.
Oh, yeah.
They'll be like, where the hell have you been?
Yeah. We've been waiting all
You're
day
You're late,
for you.
Man. Yeah. The Coke guy's here. Hey, what are the Coke guys here? And yay.
to be the Coke guy.
Oh, yeah. And then you're like, I'm just here to party. I'm from the future, and I'm going to die.
Yeah.
So that was a good one.
That's a good one. All right. That took us way longer than normal. Again, get off our fucking backs.
Yeah. We're just trying this out. Also, this was a good one. And if you guessed it at home, good for you.
Yeah. So if you guessed it at home, send us an email, blognostalgia@gmail.com, or, you know, whatever. Don't. Fuck you. Until next week. Definitely, check out the rest of the podcast. We normally talk about the movie in detail, and it's fun, and we make a lot of jokes, and bye.
We love you.